to enter the call, please press star 6. And that we're recording the call, so this will help to make a clean recording for the archives. So first, I'd just like to welcome everyone. It's Monday, July 9th, 2012. And this is, I believe it's the third in a series of calls that we're having, interview-style calls with senior leaders in the Dance of Universal Peace and in the Rouhaniyat. And today we have Abraham Sussman. Oh, I guess I should introduce myself first. I'm Hayat Donabain in Virginia. I live in the Richmond area, and I'm a dance leader. I lead a circle in Arlington, Virginia, mostly co-lead the circle and center the circle, and then I do some dance leading in the Richmond area. And I'm also Murid in the Rouhaniyat. Abraham is, I'm honored to say that he's my teacher, one of my teachers, and he's an original Murid of Murshid Sam, a senior mentor of the Dances of Universal Peace, and the co-chair of the Leaders Guild Ethics Council. And Abraham, is there anything that you would like to say more about yourself before we move into, you know, just more centering and invocation?
No.
Okay.
Jump right in.
All right. So will you lead us in an invocation?
Good. So I'd like to for us to put our hearts and minds together and breathe together and feel our unity across the span of time and space here. I'll say the invocation aloud to sort of aim us into our practice tonight, but everyone can say it on the breath. And the important thing here is that we're experiencing our unity through this practice. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Hayat, do you want to start with questions, or would you like me to make an introductory?
Well, that's what I was thinking, that it might be nice for you to say, I know you've been giving this some thought, the topic of the dances and personal growth, how the dances of Universal Peace help with personal growth. So if you would say you know, some things so that you've been thinking about it.
I have been. And the term personal growth is an interesting term, because we're really, while we are persons and we are growing, there's a sort of impersonal aspect to spiritual practice. There's some way in which we're cultivating fana, surrender, effacement, emptiness, the Buddhists like to call. You know, we're, I like so much that Murshid Sam's Zen teacher, Nagin Senzaki, the word Nagin means no such person. So, you know, there is built into our lineage a recognition that the personal often can be equated with the egotistical and the self-important. And in the dances, we're really very focused on sort of letting go of the narcissism of self-importance and tuning to the feeling of the group, to feeling through the divine and through sacred phrases to the whole. And so the practice, it's personal growth in the sense that it's spiritual practice that helps us and assists us in overcoming separation, overcoming the disconnection that's built into the structure of the ego, the sense of need and longing and grasping that is part of human personality. But in the dances, all of that often can quite gracefully evaporate, as we experience our unity, we experience our collective connection. We experience ourselves in relationship to other people, and to more than the people in the circle. We're in relationship to the illuminated beings whose names we're invoking in the practice. We're in connection to the teachers in the various spiritual streams that flow through the dances. We're in connection, living connection, to the whole lineage of teachers who have nourished and given life to this practice. So there's it's personal growth in the sense that it provides a foundation for connection and linking with other beings, including the beings in the circle that we're dancing with. And that's a great practice. So I'm always enthusiastic about the opportunity for people to shed their sort of individuality and isolation as part of the practice of the dances. So that's there are many, many other ways with which the practice is personal growth. I'll name some of them now, but then we'll kind of jump to the questions. I mean, it's certainly growthful to call out the sacred names. It's growthful to give ourselves, give our breath, give our energy to the awakening of our connection to all the illuminated souls. It's personal growth to be in rhythm, to be in steady rhythm, as the dances can be, and to connect with all of humanity, as the dances can provide a foundation for. To me, these are spiritual practices, but they're personal growth practices. We register often at the end of an evening, gee, I feel so good. I'm so glad I came. People often say that at the end of a dance, oh, this was a great gathering. I'm so glad I came. And often I think what they're saying is, I let go of all of my kind of troubles that I was carrying all day with my worries about the world, and I experienced a moment of spiritual connection and unity with my brothers and sisters, and that's a terrific experience. And this is something that the dancers do often, and especially when they're led by someone who's in tune with the power of the dances as a spiritual practice.
Yeah.
So that'll be my introductory comment. And,
that's great. Thank you. Yeah. You covered quite a bit. Do you have any more to say? Because someone asked a question about defining personal growth and how it manifests in a dance circle and the role of the dance leader in that. Do you have any more to say about that specifically?
Well, the dance leader is on the one hand sort of one of the senior navigators of the dance ship as we're dancing together. At the same time, the dance leader is bringing all of his or her practice into his or her being in